Check, check, check. My mic sounds nice.
Oh, yes, it does.
I love that voice. Your voice is sounding really good. You know, I like that bass you. That's going on.
It's the way y'all got everything rigged up in here.
Okay, we got some good stuff up in here. Is it approved?
Yep, you got the big boy toys up in here.
Well, I would love to welcome everyone to another episode here on Shypedia Podcast. We're up here at the WGN Skyline Studios, and I have a special guest with me, Avere. Actually, his real name is Brandon Smith. He's actually a Chicago's own, but his artist name is Avere.
That's right. Well, thank you for having me up here. It's beautiful. I'm just happy to be home.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It's nothing quite like home.
And this feels this the best time of the year to be here.
You know, it's nothing like Summertime Shy. Yeah.
And they've expanded it. And I was like, okay, it feels good. This is the place to be right now.
All right. Well, you know, you can look outside of our windows at the Riverwalk once you're done.
I got the real view. That's right.
That's right. You know, those other people that you probably hollered at probably don't have that view.
They don't got the view. No.
Okay.
It's just a little box.
So, you know, I did discover that you are a military brat.
Yeah.
So you've been out there. You've had a lot of exposure around the world. You have some things that you're bringing to us. You know, you're a musician, you're a singer, you're a songwriter.
That's right.
And you're doing some pretty dope things.
Oh, thank you. You know, growing up in Chicago was beautiful for me because of the culture here. I was a part of a lot of performing arts programs, and that really spread my wings to just get more involved in the community. And I feel like that's really what made me the artist that I am today.
Mm-hmm.
And as I travel, I try to learn more about different places, different cultures, different music, and infuse it all together.
Wow.
So I'm on this tour right now. It's called Way Up Experience, and I'm actually here at home because I just performed last night at the Next Showcase over at Wire.
Wow.
And it was just an incredible.
Yeah, I missed out on the showcase.
Yeah,
an awesome show. I saw the Instagram post.
Yeah, we recorded it, so we're going to have to send you a copy. But it was amazing. Some of the best artists in the city came out. Twista was there. A lot of different media and labels and stuff. And they gave great feedback to the artists. And actually, it was the headline. I opened the show. So it was a little pressure to go
it's
up
not
first.
You're actually a big deal.
Oh, thank you so much. But I had a great time. And we had a full band and singer. So it was just great.
Okay. Well, I hate that I missed out on that. You know, I'm gonna have to holler at my boy Kev about that. But so what I learned about you, Avere, is really unique because a lot of people cannot claim this or they can't brag about the fact that they are a protege of Gladys Knight. Like she's a legend.
Yeah.
How did this come about?
Honestly, I feel like it was just divine timing because prior to 2013, I hadn't been introduced formally to Mrs. Knight. She's adopted me as her grandson. A lot of people, you know, say, oh, that's Gladys Knight's grandson, but, you know, we're not blood related, but I feel like blood couldn't make us any closer because she's really embraced me, her and her family. I didn't think that it would evolve into that. I found out from a mutual friend that they were having auditions for a tour that she was doing with the OJs years back. And they actually reached out to me because I was a songwriter and they knew that I knew other singers. It wasn't for me to actually be a part of the gig at first. Mm-hmm. It was, hey, can you recommend someone? And so I recommended two friends and they didn't send tapes. And I was like, I grew frustrated. I'm like, this is a huge opportunity. I got this, you know, connection to Gladys Knight. You could possibly get this gig. Why aren't you sending a tape? Then I had the aha moment. God revealed to me that it was for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, let me send a tape and see what they, you know, if they respond. And sure enough, I got notice from the music director at the time that they liked my audition. They wanted me to come in for a live audition. So I went into Vegas, and it was like a Wednesday. I met Miss Knight on a Thursday. That I had the job that Friday. And it was supposed to be a 30-city tour with the OJs, and it turned out to me being with her for 5 years.
Wow.
And for her to adopt me as her protege.
You were only like 22 then.
Yeah, I was.
No big deal, right?
I was definitely in my 20s then. I just turned, you know, a little older.
You know, I only know your age because you were going to name your last album Chapter 27, right?
I was. How'd you find that out?
You know, I do a little stalking every now and then. So
I was going to do something like that. But yeah, it just was beautiful to meet her at that time, for her to embrace me because she's legendary, like you said.
Yeah.
She don't got to, you know what I'm saying, see anything of me. But for her to do that and then to actually invest the time, the money and all that into my success has definitely been a huge platform for me. I'm so grateful. And yeah, I've written for Miss Knight. She's allowed me to perform duets with her every show for almost for 4 years. Wow. I was singing with her every night and we had our time together. So I'm just happy to be doing my own thing now and, you know, taking what I've learned.
You know, that's, you made a really good point when you mentioned that was God's way of telling you. A lot of times we're presented with opportunities and we want to bring other people along the ride
we
with us.
We sleep on ourselves.
We
so
sleep
much.
On ourselves. And then when things fall through and you realize, oh, that wasn't for them.
It was for me,
you know.
That's why we have to have that faith. Because sometimes it's just about knowing that you're enough, knowing that you have what it takes. And so at that point, I wasn't confident in being an artist. You know, I was good at writing and I felt like that was my passion, but it wasn't my only passion. And it wasn't until then that I said, you know what, I can do this. Let me try to send a tape. And so I think that if I were to say anything to artists, like, yo, don't ever sleep on yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
And always be prepared.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's it. That's the key right there. Because the opportunity can come and you're not prepared for the moment. So that's true.
Yeah, and opportunities don't always present themselves more than once.
They ain't falling out the sky all the time these days.
Uh-huh, yeah. Absolutely. So now you have released your second album, your sophomore album,
it's not. The whole project's not out.
It's not out yet, okay.
I did put out a Christmas EP some years back, but since then I've really just been doing some singles. Mm-hmm. I was a part of a movie soundtrack last year.
What movie?
It was the Never Heard film. It was Riveting Entertainment's first film. It was starring Karrueche and David Banner.
Never Heard. Yes, yeah. It's about the dad.
Yeah.
Robin, I love that. Robin was a, you did the soundtrack?
My song Bulletproof is on the soundtrack. I'm praying I'm praying I'm bulletproof. I'm praying I'm bulletproof. I'm praying I'm bulletproof.
Okay.
And that was just an incredible project to be a part of. So, you know, just things like that. And currently I'm actually producing and overseeing Y.A. Morris's first project, From Boys to Men.
I don't know why I'm seeing like this. Please forgive me. You know, this is me, but the whole Sean.
Everybody say
you know.
That. So that's so crazy. Everybody, and I've met Sean because I work with Wanye closely now. And so, you know, they have their residency out there at the Mirage. So I've been to probably a million Boys to Men shows since I got hired from working with Wanye back in September. But every time I see Sean, it's like seeing myself because all my life people be like, you look like that guy from Boys to Men. But they were always talking about Sean.
Yeah.
And so to actually meet
him.
So,
you know, but he's not even a part of the group anymore, is he?
Yeah, he is. So you're thinking about Mike. I think his name is Mike.
Oh, yeah. Mike is gone with the deep voice.
So it's Sean, Nate, and Wanye.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're amazing.
Yeah, that's such a privilege and an honor to be able to work with them. They've been
Absolutely.
In the game for so long.
27 years they've been in the game.
Gosh, yeah. Man. So, and now they have some kids that they're bringing up.
You know, actually, all of those boys are Wanye's sons.
Yeah, I know.
And they all can sing their butts off, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you can you can see how he's molding them. And so have you had the opportunity to work with him yet?
I haven't met his sons yet. I'm good friends with his oldest child, his daughter. Okay. I'm working with Benet. She's an incredible artist as well, jazz artist. But the boys, I've been asked to write for them. But right now, so focused on Wanye's project.
Yeah,
it's like, make sure the daddy
so,
good.
You know, the huge deal with you is that you're a highly praised songwriter.
Oh,
you're the
you.
Go-to guy.
Oh, my God. Thank
at
you.
At this point.
I appreciate that. I don't know if I want to be that. So I claim
that. I mean,
that.
You are
Amen.
That. Come
Amen.
On, we just had this discussion.
Yo, I claim that.
Come on,
it.
Vera.
Okay. I'm just grateful for the opportunities. For me, writing is such a joy because it allows you to transform beyond yourself.
Yeah.
If people hear Vera's songs, that's great. I hope they love it. But maybe they hear Gladys Knight's song, or maybe they hear the song I just wrote on Lloyd's album last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those are platforms that I might not have the opportunity to show up as myself, but my music shows up.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's the blessing of it. You know, it extends you beyond yourself.
And, you know, you're from Chicago, even though you've traveled abroad during your earlier years. You know, I'm sure you have a lot of advice for other Chicago artists because they feel as though a lot of people may feel as though it's hard to become known or recognized.
It's hard, but it's not impossible.
Right.
That's what it is. You know, I think it's all about remembering that you're not an island. You know what I mean? Like, you need other people. We gotta reach out to our peers. We gotta reach out to other artists. What I've been doing a lot is just encouraging people and, like, letting them know they're great and seeing how we can share and exchange knowledge and information, not just about creativity, but about the business, how we can, you know, own our own masters. Like, it's about educating each other about the business and stuff like that. So I want, you know, the reason why I did the showcase last night, I just wanted to meet my city. And I met so many incredible artists that now they heard me sing, I've heard them perform, and we're now building relationships. Some of them already DMing me, like, yo, let's work, let's do something. And that's what it's about.
Wow.
It's about, you know, knowing that it's not just about you.
Yeah.
That's how you can really go far, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's for the people. It's about service.
It is. Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
That's right.
You know, we're all here for
that. And I'm here to serve you, and you're here to serve me, and we serve each other.
That's right. That's what, especially for our people.
That's right.
You know? So you're working it with film already.
Yes.
You're writing for well-known artists.
Legends.
You're a protege of the legendary Gladys Knight.
And she's the nicest person.
She
in the
is
world.
Like, you know, I would love for her to be like my auntie or something, you know.
She cool. That's a cool lady.
Wow. And so when she.
And right now, I'm sorry, because I can't forget this incredible artist that you guys should know, Samantha Mumba.
Okay.
She's a huge international pop star. She was, she came out, she was like, to me, like the first Rihanna that we had, you know, back in the day. Some people compared it to like the Black Britney Spears, if you remember. She was in the film The Time Machine as well with Steven Spielberg. But anyway, I'm producing her new album, and that's been honestly just as much of a joy as all these other artists that you've already named, because she comes from the UK. She's like the number one female artist in Ireland, and just learning so much about the other cultures and, you know, blending those sounds together. So I'm really enjoying writing. I don't know. I'm enjoying it all. I don't know. When people ask, like, what do you like more, singing or songwriting?
Well, you know, it just shows that you're actually putting in the work. You know, a lot of times I feel like people may go to the studio and they just want to throw something together real quick. You got all this mumble, but you're actually helping with this R&B thing that we're struggling with.
Thank you. And I'm influenced and inspired by so many others, because I can't, you know, lie and say that there aren't other great artists. I think that we just got to continue to push it forward. You know.
So
what I mean?
Is there, besides outside of Gladys Knight, are there any artists that you look up to or you would hope to possibly work with one day?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a long list. You know, I love Pharrell. I love Coldplay. I would love to work with Beyonce. I love, and soon I think I'll be working with, well, I don't want to say this, that other person's name, but it's a lot of artists that I'm influenced by, not just one genre. I love Jesse J. I love anything old school, you know what I mean? Prince, you know.
And then you came up in the church too, brother.
Yeah.
You know, you failed to mention that, but you grew up in the church, so you're like a Sam Cooke type of dude almost, you know? Because that's the footsteps. Those are the footsteps that a lot of artists, great artists start out at.
That's right.
You know, and so you said being in church, that just wasn't the direction. I mean, you know, the gospel wasn't the direction that you wanted to take.
Well, you know what? I love gospel music, and I still write a lot of gospel music and produce gospel artists even to this day. I think that my music wasn't just for the church. Honestly, my first album was a gospel album.
Okay.
But it was very radical. It was very commercial. And I think because it wasn't, I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I feel like gospel music needs to evolve a little more.
Well, like, know? The Kirk Franklins? Or?
Well, we have great examples like Kirk Franklin and like Ty Tribbett and like Mary Mary. But I feel like, you know, gospel music should be one of the biggest genres, in my opinion, because it's for God.
Yeah, and it pretty much started there.
Yeah. And I'm proud of gospel, but I think that there's a lot more work to be done.
It
so
is.
As I move forward in what I do, I'm always bring it back to the church and see how I can help. do my part in the kingdom.
Amen. And right now, you have a new single that you're promoting.
Oh, yeah.
Way Up. And this is not gospel.
You gotta understand.
Yeah.
It's not gospel, but it's definitely been, it's inspirational. You know what I mean? It's really self, it's about empowering yourself. It's about knowing that you're enough. It's about looking up to a higher power. It's all of those things. I think it could mean so many different things to different people. To me, it's about just ascending to the next level of your life in every in every
way,
in every way, financially, health wise. You know what I mean? Like just your energy, your spirit, all of that. So that's what it means to me. Mm-hmm. And it's the perfect introduction, I feel, because it's, you know, the first thing I'm putting out there.
Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and check that out.
This is Way Up, and you ain't gotta understand it.
I've been standing right here at this crossroad, passing time and running from the light inside. Blind my eyes, the world plays limits on my mind. Yeah, I've been standing right here at this crossroad, passing time and running from the light inside. Blind my eyes, the world plays limits on my mind. We all just want a chance to be alive and free.
Living in a world that will never ever fly.
Here we go. We know the truth, no time to lose, no parachute.
Hold tight till your rocket ship hit the sky.
Way up. This crossroad, passing time and running from the light inside. Blind my eyes, the world plays limits on my mind. Yeah, I've been standing right here at this crossroad. Passing time and running from the light inside. Blind my eyes, the world plays limits on my mind. That's our situation, reconciliation.
Oh my God. Yes. Thank
I'm glad you.
You
like it.
Thank you.
Thank
it's like a breath of fresh air when we have that new song.
So
now,
much.
Do you play any instruments? Because I did see a video.
You know, I've dibble and dabble on some instruments because I grew up playing piano and, you know, I actually played trumpet in high school and stuff like that. But I didn't stick with it as long as I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm inspired to go back. Because I still know the theory, and I think that's, you know, because a lot of my musician friends, when they hear me sing, they're like, do you play anything? Because you be singing through these chords.
Yeah.
Like, but I think it's just having that ear, and I aspire to definitely get back into it.
Because
I think it'll take my artistry to another level, too, maybe picking up the guitar or something like that.
Okay, because I saw you performing with, I think the guy was playing a guitar with you. It was in Vegas or something, but it was like, oh, my gosh. It was almost like you were playing and singing at the same time, like you mentioned with the chords.
Okay.
But my question, I wanted to ask you earlier, when Gladys Knight, what was it? Did she ever tell you what it was about you that just made her just...
You know what she told me, and it tripped me out. I don't know if I ever said this on an interview or anything. Mm-hmm. One day I was sitting with Gigi, and she was like looking up to the sky almost. And I could tell she was like having a spiritual moment.
When you say Gigi, that's...
That's grandma. I call her Grandma Gladys.
Okay.
Gigi.
Okay.
Hey,
Gigi.
Hey, Gigi. So she was like, you know what? The Lord sent you me. She said, you are a gift from God to me because you helped. She told me that I helped revitalize her brand and, like, kind of bring new youthfulness to her brand. She allowed me to write songs for her, and you know, I actually produced her last music video, Just a Little, which is a song I wrote. Right. And in the video, she was, it was just beautiful, and we had just a new image for her and all these things, which her husband, my grandfather, has been working with her. She always looks incredible. But, mm-hmm. you know, this was just a new thing, a younger sound and all this stuff. And she told me that I remind her of Michael. She said I had the same spirit as Michael Jackson, and she felt that I could be as big as him someday.
Wow.
And obviously that was huge because, if you guys don't know, she discovered Michael Jackson in the Jackson 5. A lot of people think it was Barry, Diana Ross.
Wait a minute. Okay, so
but
people
Gladys,
thought...
Yeah, was, Gladys Knight was the one to... see them and Gary at a club or something.
Was it
like
Gladys?
That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's a little
And Michael
history.
Actually said, if you remember on his 30th anniversary, they act when Gigi, because Gladys performed on there, she did Midnight Train in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And when they introduced her, they said, "Ladies and gentlemen, the woman who discovered Michael Jackson in the Jackson 5, Gladys Knight." And Michael,
you
actually,
know, I'm actually from Gary, Indiana.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she actually discovered him.
Yeah.
You're from Gary,
yeah,
so you already know.
Yeah. You know, and it was like, you know, I love Gladys Knight, mm-hmm. and I don't know why I would go through these times where I would just constantly play her music on repeat, especially mm-hmm. like Midnight Train to Georgia.
Yeah.
But I think that's a part of history that I did not
yeah.
realize.
A lot
that.
Of people don't know, because she wasn't credited. And I mean, she don't care about the credit, because
yeah.
it is what it is. It actually
yeah.
happened
yeah.
in life. But it was great that later on, before Michael passed, he actually said it.
Wow.
You know, that, you know,
so that's amazing for her to put you on
exactly.
that same platform.
It was creepy in a good way.
Yeah.
Because it was like, what, me? Like,
yeah.
you see that in me? And it was great because it made me say, okay, if she could see that in you, you got to see it in
right.
you. You know, so
right.
that was
so
to have her, you know, co-sign and now Wanye, two legendary artists
yes.
that are like, we rock with you, we believe in you, and they support me not only with their words, they've supported me with their money,
mm.
they've supported me with their connections, with, you know what I mean, just with their love, and that's really what it's about. It's about the wisdom that I get, the knowledge, and then the icing on the cake is that they actually put their money where their mouth is sometimes to help a brother out, you know what I'm saying, to advance me.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful, and that's something that is very rare as a independent artist. So I'm so grateful, and thank you guys.
Wow.
And thank you, Jesus.
That's amazing. Well, like I said, once again, it's an honor to be in the studio with you, because you have
honor.
All this energy, and, you know, I like to be around this type of energy.
Thank you.
So
we
I'll let it rub
it
off
again.
A little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
I travel too.
Okay.
So,
heck
you know,
yeah. That's right.
I may have to come and check you out since I missed
that.
You here in Chicago.
Yeah.
When will be your next time here?
My next time here, as it stands, will be September 1st.
Okay.
I don't know where. I actually just was talking to the promoter
yeah.
today.
Well,
but yeah.
just so people could stay on top of it, they can follow you.
Please follow me on Instagram, guys. I know that's like the big one that everybody's on now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just six letters, Avere, A-V-E-H-R-E. And my name actually, so my middle name is Avery, so it's Brandon Avery Smith.
Okay.
And I took the A-V-E from Avery and the H-R-E from the word here. And it just means Avery is here. And that's what how I came up with Avere, because it was kind of like, you know, my middle name being the core of my
yeah.
name. It's like me just stepping out there and doing my thing.
I
so
fear.
that's how I came up with it.
And it's really unique. It's, there's no other.
Thank you so much.
That's you.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, Gladys came up with the name, but I came up with the spelling.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gigi came up
so
with the name.
She even named you,
she
brother?
She came up with the name, and my mom helped me with the spelling.
Wow.
So it was like the two of them. She was like, yeah, you a Veer. And I was like, oh, okay. I like it.
Wow.
So it's just it's
so
just,
when you went to audition for her that first time, what did you sing?
I was, yo, you know what? It was the crazy thing is I didn't have to just sing one song. I had to know her whole show, whether or not I got the job. Like, I had to learn all the songs, and then the audition was basically being thrown in with her other singers and seeing if I blended, if I kept up, if I knew the words, if I could learn the dance moves. It was like, it was pretty intense.
Wow. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So as we close out, I mean, you know, what's one of your favorite Gladys Knight songs that you like? I mean,
sad
I love.
To think we're not gonna make it,
oh.
and this got into the point where we just can't take it for some odd reason. I don't know the words right there because I don't ever sing the lead. She always sing, just can't seem to let it die.
Oh.
I guess neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye. goodbye.
Oh man, I can hear it. I can hear what she heard.
Oh, thank you so much. She does it way better. I know y'all like, how you sing for her and you don't know the words? I was only singing the backgrounds on that time, but
yeah,
that's one of my favorite songs. When she sings that song, that one, and she does, can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line? I'm trying to sing it like her because nobody can sing it like her, but her voice is incredible. I think any song that she sings is my favorite song, honestly.
Mm.
But Neither One of Us and...
Can I get a little Midnight Train to Georgia? That's all. That's all I
have. Oh, yeah. She's leaving on that midnight train to Georgia. Leaving on a midnight train to Georgia. Says she's going back to find, going back to find a simple place in town. Whenever she takes that ride, I don't know what to sing, the leads or the backgrounds. I know you will. She's so incredible.
Oh gosh!
Can't nobody
well,
do it like
well, bravo, bravo, oh, bravo!
You.
And you're doing wonderful things, great
thank
things, especially
so
representing for Chicago. You're oh, home. You're our hometown homie.
That's right.
Now your family.
Just regular dude.
You know what? You're gonna stop being so. Well, it's good. It's great to be humble. And,
amen.
You know,
I don't want to ever lose that.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, my gift will speak for itself. If people like it, y'all tell me. And just keep rocking. But definitely, like we said, follow me because I went into a whole story. Follow me on Instagram, guys, AVEHRE. I got a website, iamavere.com. And on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook, all of that stuff. So stay connected with me. I'm going to be dropping more music very soon. Shot, 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 shot.